That touch has cleansed our soul. But there's more here, because there's a declaration to be made, and there is a purifying for this man to experience. And these things teach us of God's declaration regarding our condition and our relation to Him, and also of what the Lord God does in order to purify us as He applies the work of the Holy Spirit in an anointing from above, as the New Testament makes very clear that we are anointed, and it's a cleansing and it's a purifying from above. And all these things this morning are represented to us in the Lord's Supper and in the cleansing of the blood of Jesus Christ. They are symbolized here for us so that we might be refreshed again and again, as this leper is going to be refreshed. And I thought it significant that you understand, since it's probably unfamiliar to many of you, although it may be familiar to some of you as Bible readers, I thought it important that it be set before you so that you might understand the refreshment that this leper experiences when he's declared clean, and what his experience is, so that you might understand the kind of covenant renewal and refreshment that's to be yours in the Lord's Supper, as you're reminded of the same things that the leper himself cleansed is to be reminded of. Now, what does he have to bring? If you look at Leviticus 14, you'll see that there's an accumulation of all sorts of little things that we might think of as rather insignificant. He's to be provided with a couple of birds. They're to be living birds, perhaps rock doves would be the most obvious. And then there's some cedar wood, which is sometimes used in offerings and sometimes just used for the resin and the scent of it. It represents purity and cleansing. And then some scarlet yarn and some hyssop. Now, hyssop was used, branches were broke off, and it was used for sprinkling. It was a natural sensor, if you will, for sprinkling. And all of these things were to be collected and brought to the priest as the leper presents himself. And then the priest examines him. He shall be brought to the priest, Leviticus says, and the priest shall go out of the camp, and the priest shall look. That is, he examines him. And if he finds him healed, as he certainly would have as the man came to him, the priest shall command them to take for him who is to be cleansed the things that I've mentioned. Now, what are they to do with them? Well, dead birds fly poorly. So just like on the Day of Atonement, there are two goats. There's the goats that's slain and the blood is sprinkled, and then there's a goat that's driven away on the Day of Atonement. They represent one thing, one atonement. But the symbolism is such that there has to be a sense of removal, not only atonement and sprinkling, because without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness for sins. And all of this is representative of the shedding of the blood of Christ, which is symbolized in the Lord's Supper before us this morning. And so they have two live birds, and they have water that's been collected from a living stream, and it's been put in a ceramic bowl, and one of those birds is killed, and its blood is diffused in the water to turn it red like blood. But you know, birds have very little bit of blood, so it's merely a tincture that colors it, and the water that's there is the amount that's needed for the sprinkling, so that it increases the amount. And then the bird has the scarlet yarn and the cedar and the hyssop attached and is dipped in that, and the leper is sprinkled with that blood. That blood is applied to him. The sacrifice is going to be applied to him. Even when the Apostle Paul was baptized, come and have your sins washed away. Even As we are told in 1 John, the first chapter, the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sins. And so the leper's sprinkled. But there's something more that happens. He's been sprinkled and the offering's been applied. And now the hyssop is detached and the bird is fluttering and the blood is splashing everywhere. And just put yourself in that leper's position. Once you were an outcast, once you were bound, once your life was ruined and you had no future and you were unclean and you were separated from God and there was no way you could worship because you were guilty, you were filthy, you were disqualified. And all of that has been declared by the priest to be done. And you've been sprinkled with the blood, and now suddenly, splashing all over you, fluttering around, the bird is released, and the scarlet thread trailing continues to drip the red liquid, and you watch your sins fly away. You watch your disqualification fly away. You watch everything that has rendered you unclean, leave and go away. And there you stand, and it's all been removed. You've literally watched it all be removed. Can you imagine the joy? There's a soul set soaring. And that's to be the effect that we understand. Our sins have been removed as far as the east is from the west. What was our disqualification? What kept us from God has been removed once and for all. And so he shall be clean. And he's able to come back into the camp. And he's got to wait a week. But after that week is up, he comes back to the priest. He shaves off his hair from head to foot. He's re-examined. He's as naked as the day he was born. In fact, he probably has less hair than the day he was born. He's to shave his beard. He's to shave his head. He's to shave his eyebrows. He's to shave everywhere from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. And he's just clean. And as he's examined, the priest says, "Yes, you are clean." And he comes and he brings a guilt offering, a sin offering, and a thank offering. And these are killed, and the blood is put on him. Now, this is almost exactly the way a priest was consecrated when he was to be set apart for the priesthood. He brings the grain and the oil, two young rams and a ewe lamb. And there he is in clean clothes, and he's shaven from head to foot. And the offering is slain, and the blood of it is put on the lobe of his right ear, on the thumb of his right hand, and on the big toe of his right foot. In other words, he's been cleansed entirely. Jesus said to Peter, "If I wash your feet, you're clean all over." And then he takes the oil and he puts it on top of the blood, on the right earlobe, on the right thumb, on the big toe. And then he takes what is left of the oil in his left hand, and he takes it with his right hand and he anoints the leper on his head. He is being set apart as a child of God. He is not outside any longer. He is consecrated. He is sanctified. He is set apart and cut out to the Lord. He is culled from the unclean into the flock of those who are cleansed. He's already watched as the priest released the bird and said, You are clean. He's heard his justification. He's right. And he's in good standing. And now he's received this consecration. He is sanctified to the Lord. All of this accomplished because there's a sacrifice. And he's readmitted. And when what he brings is offered, we are told at the conclusion of what we read this morning, the priest offers the sin offering to make atonement for him who is to be cleansed from his uncleanness. And the priest shall offer the burnt offering and the grain offering on the altar. Then the priest shall make atonement for him, and he shall be clean. He's atoned. He's been there at the tent. He's been there at the temple. He is now offering sacrifices. He's in the presence of the living God. And God has opened the way, the access for him to come. This is what we have in the Lord's Supper. And as that one who heard that the application of the blood of the Lamb cleanses from all sin, you are to be reminded of that. Jesus, your Passover lamb. Jesus, your sacrifice has died. His blood has been shed. And if you confess your sins and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be forgiven for all your sins, declared righteous in his sight. You will be cleansed from all unrighteousness. And all of this is represented in the Lord's Supper before you in these symbols. This is my body, which is given for you. Take, eat. Do this in remembrance of me. This is my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. Drink it. And remember me till I come. Till the Lord comes, this is to be our remembrance. This is our constant refreshment. This is the gospel put in symbol so that, like that leper who probably just couldn't believe what a blessing it was. Am I really clean? Will I be accepted? And then he watches the bird fly away as he hears the priest say, "You're clean." As he goes back shaved from head to foot and sees the sacrifice applied to him, and he's consecrated to the Lord. Am I accepted? He sees it. The Lord in his grace has dealt with us as little children who need to be reminded, who need that constant help. Am I forgiven? Are these things real? Jesus offers you at table his presence. I'm just his minister, but you are the priests. And Jesus is sitting at table with you and says, "Look, this is real. This is what was done. Outside of Jerusalem, these things took place, and you can taste it, and you can eat it, and you can feel it. And just like you're nourished, and just like others who ate of the sacrifice, here you are reminded, I did this for you, and this is yours. And now we are at table together, and you are accepted into the banquet hall of the living God. You are the temple, a dwelling of the Holy Spirit, and this is the banquet hall of God that is precedent to And is now before the time. Someday there will be the great marriage feast of the Lamb. And this is just the appetizer. Then will be the full banquet. But if it's the appetizer, the feast has begun. And the day of your sins is past. And the day of your disqualification is over. So there's an invitation here. Come to the supper. Come and receive your cleanness. Come and be refreshed. Come and see the bird fly away. Come and know that you're consecrated and being sanctified to the Lord. That's what your days are about. You've been washed, you've been sanctified, and you've been justified. You're set apart by the Lamb of God. Come and receive these symbols and join with that leper and be a soul set soaring. Let us pray. Gracious God, we would ask that you would help us to come now to the Lord's Supper and enjoy these things in a way, in a manner that is worthy of these solemn and holy things that we are called to do and receive, and that we might truly believe these things and come with hearts repentant and participate in the once-for-all sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ, finished and done, and now being applied by the Holy Spirit, that by faith we may receive the benefits of these things now as a foretaste of the glory that will surely be ours in the day ahead. Hear us as we continue to sing our repentance and enter into the administration of the Lord's Supper, and grant to us the joy of these things, of sins forgiven, of souls set free. Please grant that as one that is newly reminded, may our souls soar. And may we be lifted up as on eagle's wings and upheld under us being the everlasting arms. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.